It is Mind Food Radio, and I'm thrilled to welcome to the show life coach Kristen Liggins. Hello, Kristen.
Hello, Nikki. How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, you recently participated in a Mind Food Smart Thinking seminar on mental health. Just before we talk about those really interesting things, what exactly is a life coach? Because I know there's lots of different explanations, but let's hear it from you. What does a life coach do, Kristen?
Okay, well, keeping it really simple, basically what a life coach does is it gets someone from A to B. So they're where they are now, and a lot of people don't really understand why they're there. And they know they want to get to B, but they don't really know how. So our job is to help people look at their current reality and then get them from there to where they want to go.
So is it really about more motivation as opposed to psychology, for example?
Definitely. But a lot of it actually is around taking away obstacles, taking away roadblocks, understanding in their current reality why they're there, removing those roadblocks. And then, funny enough, people often can find their own way to be after you do that.
Okay, let's have a chat, Kristen, about internal dialogue. What is internal dialogue?
Yes, well, that's a good question. Most people are slightly aware of it. Internal dialogue is that little voice. We call it your inner critic. And it's this little voice that's in your head. And unfortunately, it's mainly negative. It's mainly saying that, oh, God, you should be better. Why can't you do that better? Why don't you do more every week? Or why aren't you happier? You know, there's that little... Have you heard that voice?
Oh, look, it's a good mate of mine, Kristen. Why is it that more often than not it is negative? Where does that come from?
Okay, well, neuroscience has actually told us that way back in caveman days, we were programmed to scan for danger. And, you know, that's quite understandable, isn't it? Way back there, you had big bears coming out of caves and lots of things that could eat us and cause us a lot of harm. So every 5 seconds, we are programmed to scan for danger. So now in modern day life, you know, we don't have those big bears coming out of caves, and it's not quite as necessary, but we still do it. Now we scan for negative things.
Let's talk then about how that negative dialogue actually can impact on what we can achieve. How damaging is it, Kristen?
Oh, well, from my coaching, I find it is incredibly damaging. And funny enough, it is even really, really successful people that you look at and go, oh, wow, aren't they fantastic? But even they are having damaging conversation going on in their heads. It's very, very common. And that's the thing that people don't understand.
I find it's very common at about 3 o'clock in the morning when you wake up in the middle of the night. And then it's not just a little voice. It's like standing there with a loudhailer, in my experience. Right, how do we reprogram this stupid dialogue?
Okay, well, first of all, you've got to get awareness of it. You know, rather than just having this inkling that there's something going on, you actually have to listen to it, hear what it's saying, and acknowledge it. But then you have to tell it, you know, take control. You've got to say, well, no, that's not me. That's just my inner critic speaking. And basically, you need to have nearly a little argument with your inner critic and say, well, you know, why are you saying that? You know, what's the truth behind that? And counteract it.
Boy, my house is going to be noisy. now tell me, Kristen, is this something that we have to continually work on? Because I find that it's very easy to slip back into bad habits, isn't it?
Very, very. You have to be doing it nearly all the time because negative things crop up in our life nearly every day. So something will be triggering your inner critic most days if we don't take control.
Right, I'm going to have a stern talking to mine. Right, what sort of great results have you seen with your clients when they've got on top of this technique of this inner critic?
Oh, it is like this great weight off people's shoulders, even when they just realise that it's not just them. Because a lot of people think that it's only them that has this negative voice going on. So Yeah, a lot of people, just that will make them feel way better. But once people, and I've had people say, man, I didn't realize when you told me just to tell my inner critic to stop or push delete when I hear it, I didn't know actually it was so easy. You know, it is actually quite easy to take control of that big bully of an inner critic that you have.
Right. I've got my boxing gloves on.
Need your boxing gloves.
I'm going into battle. Kristen Liggins, life coach. Well, you've inspired me. I need to get me a life coach. I've decided. Hey, look, thank you. That's fantastic. And again, I really love with Mind Food that they always focus on the positive, you know, ways that our lives can be better.
It's a great magazine for that, and that Smart Thinking Seminar was just fantastic that they did that.
Oh, look, well, thank you so much for your time today. I think that was a really now I'm fired up.
Yeah, and remember to get those boxing gloves out most days.
Excellent, good idea. Kristen Liggins, life coach, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Nikki.